Could you describe how your company is enabling some of these new ways of engaging with customers?
Sure. One of the things we do is important to step back and understand what customers want to do, why they want to do it, how they want to do it. And with that, we then move to how we really think about crafting that experience for them in ways that are easy, seamless, or sometimes you refer to it as frictionless with that engagement. Probably one of the easiest examples to talk about is in the digital space. We know that devices continue to grow, whether that be mobile, tablet, or desktop. And really making sure the experiences we build out are able to work, be consistent, and really be the same experiences for customers. The other thing we've just done is we've launched for our frontline bankers is we have a process here where we sit down and have conversations in a needs-based way. Historically, that's been on paper. And we've just rolled out to the front line that being digitally or on the computer, and it allows customers to engage much more with our bankers, and it's something that's much more intuitive for our customers and something that's ultimately more engaging. Another small example is we have rolled out over the past year something what we call real-time feedback. And this allows customers, as they're going through the home loans process in particular, to provide feedback to us around any issues they may be having or how that experience has been. That allows two things. That allows us to, one, fix any issues we may be having with a customer and get back to them straight away. The other thing it does, it allows us to understand any performance issues individuals may be having and allows us to provide that coaching back. So there's multiple ways we do it. It's in the more macro level, which is the overall understanding of the customer, more in the theme base, which is digital, and then in that individual real time. So we think about it across multiple fronts.
Interesting. Can you zero in a little bit on the role of technology in enabling that, either from a social, an analytical, geolocation, whatnot? What specific technology are you using to make all this happen?
Well, I think the technology question in itself is just an interesting one. There's no doubt with the things happening in the industry. Obviously, many are talking about the role that digital is playing or the role data is playing. And what's happening is the blend between business, if you will, and technology is becoming very blurred. And so technology will enable us to do some of the things we need to do. Data certainly is going to help enable that as well. We think of data here as really one of those emerging economies. And you hear the terms of data natives, digital natives. Really what we want to do with these different forms of technology is ultimately come back to really your first question and create customer experiences that are much more relevant to them at the macro level or at the individual level. There's great examples out there, such as some of the things Disney is doing with the Magic Bands. There's a great advertisement that British Airways has done in Piccadilly Square around leveraging digital and advertising and leveraging simple technologies around really geolocation. So we use a blend of these, but ultimately what we're focused on is the ability to integrate all of these. So if you're thinking about social, if you're thinking about mobile, thinking about analytics, thinking about real time, how do we make sure that when we gather that, we have the ability to put that back in front of the customer or engage the customer? So there's not necessarily one technology that we're focused on or that we use. But we think around technologies aren't really that enablement. One of the things in digital that we're doing with technology is we're building out a multi-channel platform, and this allows us to build it once and leverage it across many of our channels or many devices. So one of the things that's becoming more and more important is having things like responsive web and being able to have that experience work on a phone, but then be able to instantly render to a tablet or to the desktop. And so that allows us to be much faster to market, but also provide that consistent experience.
Can you give us a sense of the kind of concrete benefits that you're seeing from these new forms of engagement, both in terms of a short-term and long-term perspective?
Yeah, sure. Some of the benefits are going to be very, very traditional, but one of the things that we focus on more at the high level is really the experience of the customer and the banker. And it's important for us to think about both, and that we need to make the staff that work here that interact with our customers, we need to make their jobs, continue to make their jobs easier and easier. But some of the traditional benefits or the concrete benefits, as you referred to them, are things like sales results. For example, historically, we've had roughly about 8 to 9% of our total sales come through the digital channels. With some of the advancements we've made around how we allow applications through devices, mobile, tablet, as well as simplifying that experience, we've seen our sales as a percentage of the total in digital go from roughly that 8 or 9% to really be a step change near that 18 to 20% level. So we're seeing that come through, and that's not necessarily a cannibalization, but we're seeing the ability to engage customers much more seamlessly take place. We're also seeing massive shift in what customers do across our channels. One of the big things here that we see in Australia that would be different than most countries is the contactless of payments. Right now, the vast majority of our payments on debit card and those that are under $100 come through contactless at the terminal. That's seeing a couple benefits. One, it's a much better experience for the customers, but the need to go to the branch, the need for cash, the need to use the ATMs is coming down because of that shift we're seeing there. We're also enabling what we refer to as kind of those customer pain points to be addressed much more quickly, password reset, payment limits, those types of things where we're seeing customers uptake it. So you've got the hard benefits that come through in revenue. You've got hard benefits that come through in the expense savings. But most importantly, the softer benefits that ultimately make this place better for customers, the softer benefits is around that experience that we provide to customers.
Interesting. You were mentioning in terms of the contactless that this is generating a sharp reduction in direct visits to banks and to ATMs. Why would the fact that it's contactless result in those kind of reductions?
Well, what you're seeing is historically when people paid for smaller items, there would be a desire to have cash. But now the simplicity of pulling out your debit or credit card and just tapping it to pay for things is really changing the way customers withdraw cash. It's changing the way they interface with retailers and merchants. And we are seeing the total amount of cash being taken out is dropping, and we're seeing the amounts being taken out is dropping. It's just such a simpler experience for customers, and it makes using your credit card or debit card so much easier than actually getting cash out and getting change, as opposed to in the U.S. where you have to swipe, sometimes you sign, sometimes you don't, maybe cash is easier. And so this shift and this engagement is happening. One of the things we've just rolled out, and it was announced, and we are the first in the world, is we will now have contactless ATMs where you'll be able to go up and just tap your card, type in your PIN, and remove cash. This also, this contactless rate here, I think will make things like mobile payments or digital wallet, the adoption in Australia, I think will lead many of the countries around the world in the approach to mobile or digital payments.
Now, let me ask you the hard question. The hard question is, how do you measure success? I mean, what kind of concrete factors can you look at to meaningfully know whether this is actually working?
In regard with the concrete, in terms of the overall programs or in terms of the contactless
referring to the overall programs.
Again, I'd come back to the items around. We can look at it in the concrete benefits, which have to do with things around sales, things around customer self-service, items around customer complaints, call volumes, those types of things. Those are very easily measured, and as we roll out new experiences for customers, we see the uptake straight away. We see shift in sales. As I said earlier, the shift in the percentage of sales or the amount of sales coming through our digital channels has dramatically shifted year over year. We've seen 100% increase in digital sales compared to prior year. We've seen reductions in branch volume, in call volume with certain capabilities we've rolling out. But ultimately, it comes back to how do we think about that overall customer experience? Are our customers, is being with ANZ easy? Is it surprisingly easy for customers when they have certain activities or certain things that they need? That's really where we're focused, is that engagement with that individual customer, making the experience easy. So I actually find the hard benefits much easier to measure. And we're quite confident in what we see when we do things. But I think the broader question and the more important question that we ask here is, how are we changing that overall customer experience? Are we making the individual task easier? But are we adding value to what the customers need and expect from the banks, whether that be for the small thing they're doing or some of the bigger goals that they have in life?
The reason I was asking about the measurement issues is that many people, okay, CFOs and others of that ilk, tend to think in terms of margin, and that making customers happier is good insofar as it will cause them to purchase more items, to purchase higher margin items, to bring in additional customers, etc. So from that perspective, what kind of measurements are realistic, both near-term and long-term?
We at ANZ have undertaken what we call our Banking in Australia program, which is a five-year program, and really built across the themes of transformation that are taking place in the industry. That's distribution, that's digital, and that has a lot to do with data. So what we've laid out is very clear financial targets and very clear customer targets. So where do we expect to be each year? And how do we progress? If you compare Australian banks to many of the other banks around the world, things like cost to income are fundamentally different here than the banks you'd be familiar with in the U.S. Our cost to income ratio is at 37%, which is as low as you would get in the world when it comes to banking. And so what we're very focused on is making sure we maintain that and continue to become efficient and productive, but really focus on the ability to retain and grow our customer base, which in financial terms would be focused on revenue growth. But some of it comes back to, what is your fundamental belief? What do we think we're here to do? What we do matters to customers. What we have to do is make those experiences easy. But we also have to make sure that we help customers accomplish what they need. So, yeah, you do sometimes face into the financial metrics, but some of it is what is the really purpose you believe you have as a company or as a bank? And I think our focus is to stay centered on that and make sure that's what we execute, and not worry about necessarily some individual number month to month or quarter to quarter.